Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a Skinker podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
I wish Rex Tillerson well. Gina, by the way, who I know very well, who I've worked very closely, will be the first woman director of the CIA. She's an outstanding person who also I have gotten to know very well. So I've gotten to know a lot of people very well over the last year. And I'm really at a point where we're getting very close to having the cabinet and other things that I want.
Other things that I want. The cabinet that he wants. What? This cabinet was forced on him? These were the people he picked, okay? And they're either pleading guilty or they're facing trial with the rest of their lives in prison at the end of that trial. He picked these people. These are all his handpicked people. He picked Betsy DeVos to head up education. He picked Tom Price to do HHS. He picked a brain surgeon to lead the housing. Okay? He picked a woman who never taught a day of school to do education. He picked Rick Perry to oversee the nuclear arsenal. Okay? He picked Mike Pompeo. He's a warmonger. Mike Pompeo is for preemptive strikes on Iran, and now he's going to make him the chief diplomat. He picked a woman now who was on site and was running torture. I prepare yourself, because I'm going to go through this torture stuff today, and it's really dank, and it's really the darkest part of American history. It's so horrible. It's so bizarre. It was absolutely worthless. The stuff that we did created a backlash to us because we stopped being on the side of democratic principles. We stopped being on the side of, this is what America stands for. We're the shining city on the hill. You know, if we capture you on the battlefield, we feed you, we care for you, we this, we that, we take care of you until the conflict is over, and then you can go on trial for war crimes if something, a country of justice. You know, we stopped being that, and now he's going to pick Gina Haspel. This is beyond rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Trump is playing musical chairs while the ship is literally going down, and he's the torpedo. He's literally sinking America on purpose. Look at how aggressive Russia has gotten, and all he does is praise them, and they're poisoning people in the UK. It's unbelievable. I can't understand how people are giving him money. I cannot understand it. But first, he's replacing Gary Cohn, because Gary Cohn disagreed with him as the Economic Advisors Council with the tariffs. And then Larry Kudlow is the guy he picked. But Larry Kudlow just wrote a whole essay about how tariffs are taxes, and it wipes out the whole tax cut that the American people, their $1.50 in Appalachia, got. And it's a bad plan, and you shouldn't do it, and blah. So now he's going to pick Larry Kudlow. And Larry Kudlow says, he buttered me up.
By the way, it was out. I didn't know that. I wasn't watching TV this morning. And the president called and he said, it's out. Because I don't think he was intending to put it out till tomorrow or Friday. And I said, oh. And he said, you're on the air. And he said, I'm looking at a picture of you. And he said, very handsome. So Trumpian.
Oh, this is sick. This is really twisted and sick. How many more people are we going to get from TV? Are we going to have the Real Housewives in charge of the nuclear arsenal? You can have Teresa. I mean, really, this is crazy. This is unbelievable. Everybody's from TV. He's going to have a cabinet made up of, Omarosa's on Big Brother, Larry Kudlow. Larry Kudlow has been wrong almost every day of his life. No, seriously, Larry, on the eve of this is what I was fighting too. In 2007, when I started telling my audience, when I started telling you guys to get all in cash if you could, to get your money out of the market, to get your money out of your 401ks, to, get as much cash as you could and hang on to your cash so that you wouldn't lose the value of your cash, because the market was going to implode. It was 2007. I said, here comes the Great Recession. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. There is something evil and unholy going on in the housing market. Something really, really sad and sick is about to happen. And everybody's finances are going to blow up if they're in the stock market. And especially people who decided mortgages were the safest thing you could invest in. People who bought into those funds were going to get killed, okay? Larry Kudlow, on the eve of all this, in 2007, when I was telling people we're in a recession and this is starting and the jobs were starting to bleed and the stock market, Larry Kudlow said, quote, despite all the doom and gloom from the economic pessimistas, that was me, the resilient U.S. economy continues moving ahead. He wrote this in the National Review, if you want to go check it out, December 7th, 2007. He said, all the people that are reporting this this gloom and doom forecast, they're all going to wind up with egg on their faces. He called people like me bubble heads. He said, anybody who's warning you about the housing bubble, listen, you should look at the very positive news in housing. The positive news in housing will be a cushion for the falling home sales and falling home prices that the people are seeing. Right? It's a cushion. There was new, wonderful news. And he was getting information from people like Wells Fargo and Countrywide who were perpetrating this disaster upon the American people. He said that, quote, this is what he said, there's no recession coming. And I used to take phone calls from the people that would listen to this maniac, listen to Kudlow, and they'd call you, there is no recession. A recession is 2 quarters of negative growth and we haven't had that. I go, meanwhile, we're bleeding jobs, we're hemorrhaging jobs. The price of my house just tanked. You know, I was living in New York and I still had my house in Florida. And that was my source of wealth, was my one house, which most Americans rely on, to have some stake in the future, to leave to their kids, whatever. And the price of my house kept falling and falling. And that's why I couldn't sell it. I just refused. I refused to sell my house at less than I paid for it. And I kept talking about it and talking about it. He wrote, there is no recession coming. The pessimistas are wrong. It's not going to happen. The Bush boom is alive and well. It's finishing up its sixth consecutive year with more to come. Yes, the Bush economy is the greatest story ever told. That's what he said in 2007. But hey, that's not the only time Larry Kudlow ever got it wrong. Larry Kudlow is a flawless malpredictor. He's spectacularly wrong. In fact, if you do the opposite of what Larry Kudlow tells you to do, you'll end up being okay. And by the way, he's not trained in economics. You know that, don't you? He's a cable TV host whose shows have failed spectacularly. Now he's a guest. Every show Larry Kudlow ever hosted went belly up. Every single one of them. It's not even a show anymore. You know, Kramer was the standout guy because Kramer and Kudlow used to do, Kramer separate and he did Mad Money, right? And he's Jim Cramer. But Kudlow, who is not trained in economics, wrote in a February 5th, 2008 column in National Review, this is where he writes, said he was still betting on and buying Goldilocks for the long run. Maybe we're going to have a mild correction. This is after the market tanked. Maybe we're going to have a mild correction. Maybe not. I'm going to bet that the economy will be rebounding sometime this summer, if not sooner. We're just in a slow patch. That's all it is. Nothing to get up in arms about. This is a period in time when the economy imploded. People lost 40, 50% of their 401ks. The value of their house tanked. They were upside down in loans because they thought they had X amount of equity built up in their houses. They borrowed that limit, and then their houses weren't worth what they borrowed, and they're not only were their houses worth less than they thought, but now they owed more money than they could get out of their houses. 800,000 jobs a month were hemorrhaging from the economy. People were getting laid off in droves. Banks were going belly up. And he's writing, move along, nothing to see here. It's a minor correction. That's how wrong Larry Kudlow has been. And that's just recent history. But he'll fit right in with this Trump, you know, cabinet, because we got a talk radio host who is not a scientist, who's heading up the agriculture department. We got a brain surgeon in charge of housing and urban development. He wanted his personal pilot, and God knows, maybe he'll still do it, to be the federal aviation secretary. He's got a party planner, a bartender, a Meineke car care branch manager, and a cabana boy, all with plum jobs in the administration. Now he's going to bring in Larry Kudlow to advise him on economics. No wonder he doesn't know we run a surplus with Canada. And he's going to negotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. He's going to negotiate and get us a better deal when we're running a surplus with the trade deal we already have with Canada. What the F, people? You know, this has got to end. And just so you know, in 1993, when Clinton was president, and Clinton raised taxes ever so slightly, and the economy took off and expanded month after month after month, and GDP grew and grew and grew. And this economy added 21 million new jobs. Larry Kudlow said, quote, "There is no question that President Clinton's across-the-board tax increases on labor, capital, and energy will throw a wet blanket over the recovery," which we had to engage in because Bush 1 left us a disaster of an economy. Bush 2 doubled down on daddy and caused the greatest depression if you lost your house, a recession if you didn't. But he said, Clinton's across-the-board tax increases on labor, capital, and energy will throw a wet blanket over the recovery and depress the economy's long-run potential. Here's what really happened. The economy went into an 8-year expansion. 8 years. And 21 million new jobs were added. In 2001, he wrote in the National Review. This is the only place Larry Kudlow is anybody. The National Review, they love him. He wrote about the tax cuts, George Bush's tax cuts. He wrote, "Faster economic growth and more profitable productivity returns will generate higher tax revenues." Yes, cut taxes and it'll result in higher tax revenues. How do you collect less and end up with more taxes? But he said, that's what's going to happen. And future budget surpluses will rise. Well, of course, tax revenue falls. And the budget went from the Clinton surplus and the expanding economy to a great recession and deep deficits. Always freaking wrong. 2002, on Iraq. Larry Kudlow was arguing for the invasion. Let's go to Iraq. In the National Review, he wrote, "The shock therapy of decisive war will elevate the stock market by a couple thousand points." Larry Kudlow was agitating for the invasion of Iraq based on stock market returns. Except that, however disgusting that is, because this is what Trump is saying. He's going to pull our troops out of North Korea if we don't get a decent price on a refrigerator? Holy crap. But this is where he gets it from. Well, when Larry Kudlow predicted that if we invaded Iraq, the stock market would increase by a couple thousand points, he was spectacularly wrong again. The stock market fell. The Dow Jones didn't get that couple of thousand point elevation for years. Years. And $6 trillion in deficits. 2009, Larry Kudlow says, quote, "President Obama is waging war on investors. He's waging war against businesses. Inflation is going to ratchet higher. The stock market and corporate profits will tank." The stock market under Obama and corporate profits under Obama rose to record levels, and inflation stayed historically low, which is why your interest rates are so low. You could get a home mortgage at three. If you have good credit, you can get it for 3.25%, 4% if you're right in the middle of the road. I mean, history is repeating itself. This is unbelievable. So now he writes in December, after the Trump tax cuts, "I dismiss the dreary mainstream forecast. I predict annual growth as high as 5%. That is a complete and utter repeat of his 2002 prediction about the Bush tax cuts. Oh, my God. And this is our new economic advisor. And then over in the CIA, we're going to put the torture queen. We're going to put, and let me tell you something. These people, these Republicans, I swear to God, it doesn't matter who you are or what you did or the blowback that this country suffered because we did what we did in black site prisons because we were kidnapping people from all over the world because we were torturing them literally to death, putting guns to their heads, putting them in coffins. Oh, my God, the crap that we did. And most Americans don't know it. Most Americans have no idea. You know, you'll listen to these ridiculous Fox News people and they'll sit there and they'll go, so what if we poured some water in your face? You have no earthly idea what the F you're talking about because you refuse to see the truth. And so those who don't know recent history, they're doomed to repeat. Larry Kudlow, for one, he's going to repeat this economy. Oh, Jesus God. But so on the five, they're praising this Gina Haspel woman. They love her. They don't even know who she is, okay? The first photographs of her just recently were released. Nobody even knew who she was. Now all of a sudden they love her. Why? Because Trump picks her to head CIA? I got to tell you, the lowest ranking people in the regular army, in the regular military, they went to Leavenworth for 10 years for doing these things. But they're going to tell you, oh, well, Gina was just obeying orders. There were no orders to do this.
They're going to have great leadership at state. And I love this woman. I believe her name is Gina Haspel, who's now going to lead the CIA. And, you know, people are saying that she was in charge of these black sites where there was torture that was happening. She was just following orders. She didn't design the interrogation right. program. She was doing what she was told to do. And she's going to be terrific. And it's a real historic moment for a woman to lead the agency.
Greg.
I think she should be proud of what she did.
Oh.
She has to make decisions that a lot of her critics don't have to make. She answered the call, and that call forces you to make decisions that could put you in jail.
That's right. They could put you in jail because it's obvious these were illegal things that were going on. The CIA opened their... I'm just going to give you a little heads up because I'm going to read this. I'm going to read from the torture report that was classified until 2004. 2004, we got an unclassified version. I bet you nobody in this audience has ever looked at it. 537 pages that I've read so many times, I can't even tell you, and it makes your skin crawl. But they were making this up as they went along. They opened the first black site prison in Thailand. Abu Zubaydah was the first person they tortured. He had no information. But they tortured him endlessly. And what they found when we went back and looked at it was not only were these interrogation tactics ineffective and just cruel and produced nothing, but there was no plan. They were making it up as they went along. Go to RandyRhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.